Parents spend a lot of time and money to support their kids' athletic activities, buying equipment and uniforms, watching games, and lots of driving to and from practice. Commentator Julie Zicafu says the long car rides have a payoff. Time for conversations that give parents a peek into their kids' mysterious psyches.
I knew this day would come. This evening, I dragged my weeping 8-year-old daughter into the car for her twice-weekly fall basketball practice. She was tired, and she just didn't want to go. Well, neither did I. If Phoebe missed this practice, as she had last week's game, she'd be on the bench for most of the rest of the season. And we'd made a hefty donation to the team. And there was that little gray jersey with her name across the back in red. I watch her move across the court, and her legs are long, but she runs just like me. I run like my mother, who ran like her mother. The Woggy Waddle, we call it. The coach's wife is sweet. She tells me how much Phoebe has improved. Need I say that she shoots like me, too? My husband is 6'4", a natural athlete. It was his idea that Phoebe spend her fall evenings this way. He promised to take her to all the practices, promised to take her to the games. As I watch the needle on my car's fuel gauge fall each day, I realize it hasn't quite worked out that way. Kids' sports in rural areas represent an investment that's a long way from trivial. Phoebe and I are putting 100 extra miles a week on the odometer, devoting 2 evenings and most of every Saturday to this. It's all new and strange, and I'm struggling to keep it from getting old. I ask Phoebe if she likes basketball. "Yeah," she says quietly, with a little shrug. Somehow I'd hoped she'd bounce up, eyes shining, and do a little dance of joy. "Do you want to keep it up?" I ask cautiously. "I guess." "Why?" "Well, I want to be known for something." I hadn't expected that answer. I'm glad it's dark in the car, autumnal dark that chases us home from practice a little earlier each night. Because I am smiling, knowing that whatever Phoebe will be known for, it's unlikely to be basketball. And finding that out is all part of the game.
Commentator Julie Zicafus lives in Whipple, Ohio. This is NPR, National Public Radio.